kicking off the second hour of the show. That is Niall's new track, This Town. Playing that for Amelia, who asked for it on Twitter, which is Friday Feeling 98. So if you want to have any songs for next week, then do get in contact with me. And if you want to ask any questions to Chloe Rose, who is sitting in the studio with me right now, I'm going to be chatting to her in a second, then as I say, get onto Twitter, Friday Feeling 98, if you want to get your questions in for her. But it is nearly 7:10, and as I say, joined in the studio by Chloe Rose. Hey, Chloe.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Good. And how does it feel to be here at Phoenix?
Very excited to be here.
Is it? Is it your first radio that you've been on, or have you done them?
No, I've done a few now, but I was very excited for this one.
Really? Oh, good. I'm glad. And am I right in saying you're only 16?
Yes.
And that's crazy how you're doing all this radio and music already.
I know. I'm so lucky. I really am.
Do you feel like it's sort of pressure to fit into your everyday life, or are you happy that it's worked out this way?
Oh, I'm so happy it's worked out this way. I am so grateful. It's my dream, and I'm so lucky to be living it at the moment.
Yeah. So how do you balance, like, sort of schoolwork and that kind of thing?
I have currently just finished my GCSEs. Okay. And, well, I was recording my... I'm halfway through an album at the moment with Mike Stock, which is very exciting.
An album already?
And,
wow.
Yeah, I know. And I balanced that with school because we mainly recorded in the holidays and stuff, okay. So it never really affected it. So it was all good regarding that.
That's good that it works around your schoolwork then.
Yeah.
It doesn't put you off.
Yeah, really good.
And what do people at school think about you recording an album?
They're very, very excited for me, and they're so supportive. It's really lovely.
And I'm guessing your family must be very supportive of you as well.
Oh, very supportive. My little brother is so cute. He's like, oh, honestly, he's so proud of me. It's lovely.
Oh, bless him. Yeah. And is anyone in your family musical?
Do you know what? My big sister actually has a beautiful voice. But apart from that, my family isn't really musical at all, no.
Really? So where do you think it came from in you? Do you think it's from your sister, or is it just something that...
Everyone asks me this. I honestly don't know. My parents don't know. No one really knows.
Oh, fair enough.
No.
But it's just a love that you were born with.
Yeah.
Well, that's quite nice. That's a good thing. At least you're sort of different from your family, I suppose. You can stand out and...
Yeah, I mean, my brother plays musical instruments, but he doesn't really sing.
Do you think you'd ever do a collaboration of maybe... You said your sister's a good singer. Maybe you and your sister and your brother playing something?
I think that'd be really cool. Why not? Good.
Then you could all come in and do a live set when you've got that sorted.
Yeah, I know.
So how would you describe the music that you do?
Happy, fun, pop. That's like three words I can sum it up into. Yeah.
That's good. That's good that you can get three words into it.
Yeah.
And where do you get sort of your inspiration from? Well, do you write your own songs?
No, I don't. I think, well, because I'm working with Mike Stock, I mean, if I even tried to write a song next to his, I wouldn't even want to do that. He's such a legend. I wouldn't even want to try.
And Mike Stock's written for quite some big names, isn't he? Like Kylie Minogue.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
How's it feel to be working with him?
Well, he's a legend. Everyone knows he's a legend, and he's so inspiring to be with and work with in the studio. Musically inspires me so much, and I've learned so much from him. I am so lucky to be working with him. And that's all I keep saying is lucky, 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 because literally that is all I am.
So how did it happen?
So, well, I posted a few covers on YouTube, and at the time I just started on social media and Twitter, and he'd followed me on Twitter. So I followed him back, and then I actually built up the guts to DM him, to message him and ask him if he had any advice for me. I wanted to be a singer, and if you had any advice for me to achieve my career that I wanted to pursue. And then him and my mum had a chat over email, and then I went down to the studio and I sang a few songs from there, and then he's been a music producer ever since.
Wow. That's gutsy from you to just be like, give me advice. Yeah, what do you think?
I know. Well, I was quite, not demanding, but I knew what I wanted at a young age, let's just say that.
And did you expect a reply? Were you shocked when he actually answered you?
Or? Oh, I was really shocked, yeah.
Really?
I mean, the follow was enough, but then I just was like, I built up the courage, you know what I mean, to message him, so I was really happy.
I think that's what producers like, to have the confidence in their singer to, as you say, you know what you want, you know what direction you want to be heading in, and that makes the producer's job a lot easier.
Yeah, I hope so.
So you said you kind of started off on social media. So did you sort of like use YouTube to post up videos of yourself singing? Is that how you sort of got yourself out there?
I posted a few things on YouTube. And then once I sang at Wembley when I was 13, that's when I started properly using my social media accounts. Because before that, I was 13 at the time. I never really was like interested in that, but now I'm so interested in it. Yeah.
Did you say 13 you played at Wembley?
Yeah, at Wembley Arena.
That must have been so scary.
Yeah, it was, but it was so, so good. And I look back at it now, I'm just like, how did 13-year-old me do that? But it was such a good experience.
And what did you perform? Was it sort of your own songs that you had, or was it covers?
It was a cover, and I was a soloist. I actually sang I Dreamed a Dream there.
Oh, wow. That must have been a big crowd.
Yeah, it was. It was beautiful, though, because it was so dark. He couldn't really see the audience, but it was like they were holding flashlights up because it was a ballad, so it was so nice. Aww.
And do you find that easier when you can't see the crowd? Because then when you perform, it's like as if no one's watching, obviously, everyone is. But does it feel... Do you prefer it, being able to see a crowd, or does that put you off?
I don't really mind, to be honest. I think that once you've gone past the 1,000, it's just a lot of people, then. It's just like a crowd... Do you know what I mean? So it all kind of blends into one.
That's not too bad then.
Yeah, no.
So do you perform quite a lot, like, live?
Well, I have been gigging quite a lot at the moment because obviously my song For Me has just come out, which I'm excited about. And then I've been doing some Roadblock clubbing events recently. So I've been doing a few dates of them. And then on Sunday, I'm performing at the Blue Moon charity event. And then my next Roadblock clubbing event is on the 26th of October in Hull.
Cool. So you've got a lot going on.
Yeah.
Good job you finished your GCSEs.
Yeah, I know.
So you mentioned For Me there. Tell us a little bit more about your single.
So For Me is my first single that's been released, and it's in aid of the Wayne Rooney Foundation, which the proceeds then go into the Wayne Rooney Foundation and into it, which also supports the NSPCC's Childline.
And how did you get involved with doing a song for them? Or is it something you've just been like, I want to give the money to them?
So, well... In 2014, I did an anti-bullying video for ABA, and I was the lead singer and lead actress in that video. And from that, Childline contacted me to see if I would sing the official single. And Mike Stock, who I was working with at the time, had actually written one of the singles for Childline 30 years ago. So it's done like a lovely circle, really. Yeah. It's all, like, linked in together amazingly. And then the Wayne Rooney Foundation knew that I was doing this single, and they'd asked me to sing at the Old Trafford at Wayne Rooney's testimonial.
Oh, wow. That's amazing how, like, Mike had written this song, and then Childline contacted you, and it all just fitted really well.
I know.
That's amazing. And have you met Wayne Rooney?
Yeah, I saw him at the testimonial, and do you know what? The support that Wayne Rooney and Clean have been giving me for the single has been absolutely amazing. I'm so grateful for that. And if anyone's listening now... The single is available now, and it's only 99p, so if you could download it, that'd be great, thank you. And it's going into the Wayne Rooney Foundation, which supports four main charities, which is Alder Hey, Clare House, Manchester United Foundation, and NSPCC's Childline. And I've seen the work they do, and it's absolutely fantastic.
Well, we're going to play the track for you now, so if anyone does love it and they do want to download it, we'll play it. So do you want to introduce your track for us?
Yeah, that's fine. This is Chloe Rose, and this is For Me.
Suddenly I see you'll be there for me, like I've got my arms around you. And you'll be my friend, friendship never ends, starting from the day I found you. You'll never turn away, baby, come on, me. And I know you're always near me. If I call your name any night or day, I know that you always hear me. This is your promise, I'll never be hung up without a friend. I put my trust in you, if it's just me and you till the end. You did it.
Rose for me playing here on that Friday feeling. You're listening to Phoenix FM with me, Nikki Mills, and Chloe is still live in the studio now. Hello, Chloe.
Hey.
What's it like listening back to that? Is it weird? Do you not like hearing yourself, or do you dance along?
I dance along.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm guilty.
Listening to that is definitely fun pop, as you called it earlier.
Yeah,
and
great.
I dance along to it as well. Because you've got a music video as well for it, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you do a dance routine in that music video.
Yes, I do.
So is dance another passion of yours?
I haven't been dancing for long, but I really, really enjoyed doing the video, so yeah.
Yeah, and you had like backing dancers as well, didn't you?
Yeah.
Did you know them, or were they just randoms?
No, I did know of them, yeah, and honestly, I love every single one of them. They're so lovely.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, so
and,
nice.
And did you like have any input into the music video and the routines, or would you kind of
Oh, yeah, 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 totally. So much input. It was unbelievable, actually, yeah. All the glitter, and honestly, the director we worked with as well was amazing.
And who's that?
Lee Cheney.
Oh, no, that's not his name.
Yeah.
And is he like sort of an expert in kind of music videos?
Oh, he's like? so good. Really? Yeah.
You sound like you've got a really good team around you. Is that important as a singer, do you think?
Well, you definitely. I think so, yeah. I'm so grateful for the support I've got around me at the minute, honestly. It's great. I love my team. I tweet about them all the time.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Hi to Chloe's team, because
yeah.
She's
Hi
doing
team.
Amazing. And is it right you're looking to do a remix of this track for your EP?
Yeah. Lots of people have been sending them in so far, and they've all been so good. So I'm looking forward to hearing them all as well.
So are you going to judge to choose which one you'll go on?
Yeah, I think so.
So what are you looking for in a remix?
Just something that's like really good. You want to do another dance routine too. Yeah, you want to get the backing
good.
Dancers in.
Do a bit of a shuffle.
A boogie. Yeah, definitely.
Do you have a set dance move that you like busting out?
No, I don't know. I have a lot of random dance moves. I'm not even sure if they're moves. It's more like Spaghetti Junction with my arms.
That could be a new craze. You could start off the Spaghetti Junction.
Hashtag Spaghetti Junction.
We should try it. We should try and get that going.
Oh my gosh.
So basically, we're looking for a remix that's going to make you do a Spaghetti Junction.
Definitely, yeah.
Sounds good. Yeah. And as we've said, this is sort of your debut single. So how does it feel like you're not only just doing it for yourself, but you're doing it and it's going to help others that are in need?
Yeah, I mean, if I can make people happy and reach young people, especially through this single, then that's a dream come true for me in itself.
Do you think it's important to be able to sort of relate to the people you're singing to? Because I know a lot of singers, sometimes they sing not from their own point of view. They'll sing a track and try and relate it to other people, but they haven't really been through it themselves. What's kind of your view on that?
Well, I think that if you can feel an emotion, that's also good. But I think it's because I'm 16 myself, and obviously NSPCC, Childline, Raining Foundation are all helping young people. So I think it's good that I'm kind of that age as well.
Yeah, because then people can relate more to you because you're closer to their age.
Yeah, I'd like to think so, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. So do you have any plans for any more singles come out? Obviously, you just said you're working on an album, so you must have other tracks ready.
Yeah, I've got four tracks ready at the moment, and my new single, After For Me, will be coming out early next year. And that's the most information I've given out so far.
Can't we get an exclusive here on Phoenix? Can't we know any more?
No.
Not the name?
No, this is early next year's new information.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for telling us that. It's very exciting.
It's okay.
And as you said, you have a performance coming up on Sunday. Did you say it was a charity football match?
Yes.
And that's in Dagenham?
Yes,
is that right?
Is.
Which is fairly close. It's in Essex.
Yeah.
And are you looking forward to that?
Really looking forward to, yeah.
Yeah. Are you interested in football yourself?
I do like watching football, and I am interested in football, yeah. Whether I get the game or not, I say this all the time, it confuses me a little bit, but yeah, I like football. My family are all into football.
I'm not really. I was going to say, I don't get the game, but it's just I never watch it to understand it.
Yeah.
I'm honest.
No, I annoy my dad through a football game. I ask so many questions. Yeah.
Is he really passionate? Is he one of them men that shout really loud if they miss
the goal? He's quiet, and then he comes out with this big thing. I'm like, I'm it. But I have so many questions. He doesn't really get a word in edgeways anyway.
It's passionate. That's passionate. Yeah. So other than singing, what else what are you passionate about?
I do a lot of running. Nice. I do like boxer size. I really like working out, keeping fit, playing the piano. I think that's about it, really. I do actually like playing the piano as well.
Do you think any piano will feature on your album?
I'd like to think so, yeah.
Very good.
I love the piano.
It'd be slightly different genre, though, wouldn't it? Well, I suppose you could incorporate the fun pop.
Yeah.
Pop, even. Get my words out. But do you think it'd be more of a sort of mellow track that you would do with the piano?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Yeah. Just some ideas you can think about.
Yeah. You've thrown these ideas at me. Gosh, we've got a good brainstorm going on here.
There you go. You can listen back to the interview. We're like, oh, yeah, use that idea.
Yeah, I know.
So do you think you've got any idea of when the album will be finished, or have you still got loads more to do on it?
Well, I started recording last summer, and we're only halfway through it at the moment, so I'll be going into the studio again soon. So I'm not sure when it'll be finished, but hopefully soon.
Cool. Sounds good. And a question I didn't ask earlier when you were talking about live performances and stuff.
Yeah.
Have you ever had any embarrassing moments?
Oh, yeah.
Care to share?
Yeah. Okay. So, well, there was one performance, and it was like a bonfire event, and I think it was either me, I either had a bad throat, or it was like the smoke from the fireworks and everything that had been going off, and I actually coughed all the way through the performance.
Oh,
that
no.
Song didn't really come out. It didn't really happen. But when I get nervous, I seem to, or do something wrong, I seem to actually laugh. So I just laughed it off, really.
Yeah,
but then it was like a laughing coughing song. No one really got the song.
That's a joke.
No one knew that one.
And do you get nervous when you perform live? Or are you only used to it now?
Yeah, I do get nervous. But I try and change it to excitement.
Yeah.
I love performing, so.
They say nerves are good. I don't
know
how.
They help me.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
They make me do a better job.
Oh, that's good. I'm sure you're wonderful anyway.
Oh, thanks.
Nerves can help. So if people want to keep up to date with your album, what you're doing, where you're performing, what kind of social media can they follow you on?
So I'm on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram, and that is Chloe Rose OFCL. And I have recently just started on Musical.ly, and that is also Chloe Rose OFCL.
Nice. And you have a website as well, don't you?
Yes, I do. That is ChloeRoseOfficial.com.
Cool. So lots of ways that we can get in contact with you. And if you've got any advice for sort of young singers yourself that want to get into the industry but not quite sure how or where to start, what would you say?
I think that social media is a very big part of today's society. And YouTube is a very good platform. And I just think that, you know, do what you love and just post whatever you like. Just enjoy yourself and have fun.
Sounds like a really good advice. Because if you're having fun, then your listeners and audience will have fun, won't they?
Yeah, of course they will.
Cool. Well, thank you very much, Chloe, for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
It's been a great single. I do love it. I've been listening to it and dancing along. It's one that gets stuck in your head, which is a good thing.
Okay,
then you're constantly singing it. And just to let listeners know, if they want to know more about the Wayne Rooney Foundation, then their website is www.officialwaynerooney.com/foundation. And if you could say one more thing to the listeners to why they should buy your single, what would it be?
That it's going to help a lot of young people, and it's a good pop song.
It is. Cool.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chloe.